Greene County will be the new home of the nonprofit American Dance Institute. There is a groundbreaking event Saturday with a season opening date of Memorial Day 2018. Chris Bolin is Community Relations Manager of ADI and talks about the choice to relocate to Catskill from Rockville, Maryland.
You know, there's a number of reasons why we moved up. We, you know, it just was cost prohibitive to stay where we were in Rockville, Maryland. You know, we looked at our multi-year projections and it didn't make sense to stay there. And for everything that we want to build upon strengthening, you know, with ADI in the contemporary dance field and giving the artists the opportunities they need moving forward, we just felt like this move made sense. So we started looking north. We knew we kind of wanted to be within, you know, about a two-hour radius of New York City and within reach of major airports. So Albany is very close. So we kind of just drew a circle around New York and followed the Amtrak north. And, you know, we've heard of this thriving arts kind of hub emerging out of Catskill in the Hudson area. So we started looking there initially in Hudson, but we weren't really finding anything that was fitting our needs. And so someone mentioned that we should take a look at this lumberyard in Catskill. And we said, okay. and so we went across, you know, the bridge there, and we went into Catskill, and we went to this lumberyard. And the minute we walked into this garage, we knew that that was going to be our home. We just saw the potential of this big state-of-the-art black box theater.
Bolin says the Catskill space will differ from Rockville's in a number of ways.
We are planning on modernizing a lot. You know, we're going to build this state-of-the-art black box theater, which is very exciting. And, you know, we're in Rockville at our site there. One of the things that we're having to do is we were having to put up the artists in hotels and, you know, things like that. On our new site in Catskill, we are going to be able to house the artists at our site. So we're going to have a commercial kitchen, so we'll cook for them. And then they will have access to this brand new state-of-the-art theater. So those are all going to be new things that we are bringing up to Catskill. The theater is going to be bigger. You know, we're going to be able to outfit it in a number of ways, depending on what the artists need. I think ADI is really addressing this critical issue in the contemporary dance field, where these artists just don't have the time prior to their premieres to really integrate the technical elements into their shows. So we are really giving them the opportunity to do that, and they're going to be working in a state-of-the-art facility with all the technical resources they need. Again, they can stay under one roof. We feed them. They're just there to focus on what they're there to do, which is create new work.
Over the next 2 years, ADI will transition to its new Catskill home on Water Street, renovating the former lumberyard into a performing arts center with a 5,000-square-foot state-of-the-art theater, as Bolin mentioned, with artist housing and a community public space. Bolin talks about how ADI will incorporate the local community.
So we're very much wanting to be a part of the community. You know, we've got three buildings on our site, one of which we're actually going to try to open up into a commercial space. So whether it's going to be a restaurant or a bakery or a distillery, we want the community, we want something in there that's going to, you know, that could benefit the community also. We're talking about having a community garden and a community space where people can just come to our location and you know, take a walk along the river there, along the creek, use our space, community garden, possibly farmers markets, opening it up to the community for that. You know, so we're really trying to make it a very welcoming space. Thinking ahead, we really want to revitalize that waterfront area, which we feel could be very exciting and a very economically viable thing to do for Catskill. So those are some of the ideas that we've got right now. Well, as we open our doors, you know, we'll move into outreach into the community a little bit more. So yes, we are very, very much wanting to integrate ourselves into the community and really be a part of the community.
With the opening summer-fall season 2 years away, Saturday's groundbreaking is garnering much of the staff's attention.
You know, we've got a lot of moving parts right now. We are extremely focused on this groundbreaking. It's morphed into something huge, which we're very excited about. But yeah, this groundbreaking is this coming Saturday, May 7th, between 12 p.m. and 3 p.m. It's a totally free event, open to the community. We want people to come, see what we're about, ask questions, visit the site. We have a free beer garden, courtesy of Crossroads Brewing Company, food trucks, a live band, the Wyos are playing, thousands of dollars worth of fantastic raffle prizes, everything from tickets to Broadway shows, dinner for two, gift baskets. So, and then a lot of kid-friendly things. We're doing a petting zoo, magicians, you know, face painting. So we're really trying to make it a very community-involved event, making it completely free.
Bolin describes the kinds of performances in store for ADI theatergoers.
You know, we're going to be premiering new work in Catskill, and it's going to be seen there before it's seen anywhere else in the country. So before it goes to New York or Chicago or LA or anywhere else in the U.S. or beyond, It's going to be seen in Catskill first. So I think that's something really cool and very exciting for the community and for us. And, you know, contemporary dance, I'm relatively new to the contemporary dance field myself. I have a background in theater, you know, and I was kind of under the impression that it was a tap jazz ballet. You know, the Nutcracker is kind of what dance is. Contemporary dance and everything that's going to be happening at ADI Lumberyard is, to me, it's very exciting. It's a very welcoming art form. It's very collaborative. You're not going to just see dancers dancing on stage to music. You'll see artists involved or visual artists or composers or musicians. So it's very broad, very welcoming, and very innovative, groundbreaking work, which I think is very exciting.